bless you, man. You know, we've heard a lot tonight about from other people, and you know, the testimonies about how God is just bringing us up and teaching us, and we're each attaining new levels. And that's kind of my heart, is I want to go up a level, you know, and my believing, and just, you know, I have the believing of Christ, but I want to manifest a new level of prosperity and physical healing and just spiritual understanding too. And it's totally available. And I really believe God's going to do that for me, or is doing that for me. And, I've already, you know, during my day, God, he shows me things to do during the day that I need to get done and how to get them done more quickly. Like, I had a situation with, my insurance company, you know, and, it turns out I missed a payment and I didn't know it. And they wanted, they tacked it onto a bill, and I thought my rates had gone up. And, so I called them, and God said to call them and talk to them. And it turns out that my rates didn't go up. I just had to pay that extra money, which I had the money. And so I just paid it. And the crisis is averted. And my insurance rates stayed the same. And they really shouldn't have. They had a right to raise them because it had been a couple of months since I had missed that payment. And I didn't know it. So God took care of me. And I had some physical things happen. My throat cleared up. I had some kind of phlegm or phlegm or some kind of thing going on with my throat. And it just went away. It just stopped, you know, and now I can talk without wanting to cough. Or let me get where you can see my whole face. Back up just a little bit. But, and so I'm a lot more comfortable just to speak and to talk without, you know, having irritation. And also a friend of mine, or an acquaintance of mine, I wouldn't say, but, he forgave me. I owed him a little bit of money and he totally forgave me of the debt. Just right out of the blue, which was amazing. I was like, thank you, Father, for just doing that. You know, because when we honor God with our first fruits of our substance, we can expect things like that to happen. That, you know, people calling us out of the blue and just, you know, wiping our debt away. Or, you know, some crisis that, you know, that you might be responsible for that never happens. And everything just stays the same. You know, if I'd have been an unbeliever and not paid my insurance would have been canceled. But it's not. And then it just got overlooked and now everything's back to normal. So, we can expect mighty things from God. You know, like I've got this move coming up and, you know, it's tough for me to move sometimes. To, you know, to get everything going in a certain direction, but I've lived so many times in my life that I know God's got me. He's going to take care of me. And he's going to really, you know, my new place is going to be way better than my old place in every way. So I have everything to look forward to. And, I'm just getting blessed looking at God. Just in everything. I'm really made that a habit in my life where, he comes first. You know, the circumstances be damned. I'm not going to look at circumstances. I'm not going to keep on, you know, I'm not going to be led around by the hand based on my circumstances anymore. Because God's got everything under control. I mean, he knew a million years ago I was going to miss my insurance payment. You know, or maybe even before that. And so... And he knows it. He knows everything. He's already got everything all planned out, all worked out. You know, we hear that future and future and an expected end. You know, he knows our beginning. He knows our end. And we're blessed and highly favored in every situation and every day. You know, he daily loads us up with benefits. You know, we're his royal children. You know, we're royalty. I mean, we're more royalty than royalty down here on earth. We're royalty in God's realm. You know, how great is that? I see this movie of this the Marvel character named Thor, and when he first comes to Earth, he's like, "What realm is this?" And they're like, "Realm? What are you talking about?" And it's true that the character comes from a different realm, and so his reality is different than what happens down here on Earth, according to that character. But really, that's how our reality is. Our reality is different. Because we're not of this world. And that's what that means. We're of the heavenly realm. And we have the right and the privilege and the authority to live like we are part of the heavenly realm, because we are. And it's available to live above circumstances and situations. Totally. It's available to take to God everything and totally transcend any problem that might happen down here. Because of who we are and what we are and where we are, you know, and it just, we just need to keep that in mind. We need to keep above, I need to keep it in mind that I am not of this world, that I can hear me and God make a majority in every.
You've muted yourself, Peter.
Sorry, my phone went off there.
As you and God made you make a majority in every situation.
Right, me and God make a majority, and you and God, and all of us, and God make a majority in every situation. So, we're anything that happens. Sorry about that. But yeah, that's what I wanted to share before I get too many calls. But yeah, God is able to handle anything in our lives, no matter what it is. We just have to keep remembering who we are. And what we are and where we are. That we are not of this world, like we're part of this world either. And that really blesses me, and I hope that blesses you guys too. Of course you guys already know that. But just to keep looking to the heavenly realm and the fact that we're already seated there and that we're citizens of heaven, that we have those rights and privileges, and we have that standing with God, you know. So what's going to happen down here that's going to trump that? There is nothing that's going to supersede that. So that's what I wanted to share.